Carly and Seamus on Hit right across FNQ. This was huge. One of the biggest television upsets, Carly. This is massive. Last night on The Bachelorette, everybody's favourite, Tim, who lost.
Yeah, he lost and he's our local boy. He grew up in Port Douglas. He joins us now. Tim, I am so sorry on Angie's behalf.
Yeah, I know. It was heavy, wasn't it?
Now, did you think you were a shoe-in? Because everybody had your back, mate. You were the favourite.
Yeah, I know. I definitely did think I was a shoe-in, to be honest. Like, when she told me I was, like, a soulmate, Matt, I was like, fuck, surely you don't be dropping those words and don't pick me.
Now, obviously, a lot of people were actually angry. And because you are just an all-round good bloke, at the time, you copped it like an absolute champ. But watching it back last night and hearing how she kind of led you on and then smashed your heart into a million pieces, are you kind of a bit like, that wasn't cool?
Nah, not at all. I think I don't have any bad words to say about her ever. It wouldn't have been easy to do what she did. And I think she had to get across how much, like, it was nice to hear those words instead of just have nothing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, I will say I've lost a bit of faith in women because a lot of the times you always hear women say, I go for personality, not looks. But I think that went completely against what women say, don't you think?
No, but it was hard going up against Carl, especially with his family. Like, it's all right. I said, like, you go in and meet the family, and then you got him walking in behind you. So usually it'd be sweet, but then you have to compare yourself to Mr. Perfect, who's like looks that good on paper.
Now, mate, now that the show's ended, who's sliding into your DMs? Which other reality TV stars, some MAFS stars trying to get famous again? Who's sliding in, bro?
No, I haven't actually really looked. Okay, I didn't know this, but your DMs fill up at 99, then you got to go delete all.
Speaking of nice comments, everyone is flooding Angie's and Carlin's Instagrams with sunflowers in respect of you. How do you feel about that?
Oh, my God. Oh, I don't know if it's cool flooding theirs with sunflowers, but I'm glad everyone's supporting me. It's nice. It's overwhelming. That's the word for it. It's overwhelming.
I have a theory that Angie and Carlin aren't still together because when we interviewed her, she'd already picked someone and she wouldn't say to us she was in love. I have a feeling that something might have happened there. Do you think they're going to last the distance or do you think they're still together?
I think they are still together.
So you speak to them both?
Yeah, I do.
And they're still together?
Yeah.
You can confirm that?
Yeah.
So what's he doing over in Fiji?
I've got no idea. I haven't heard anything about that.
Batchy 2020, the petitions are already out. People are ready to wear their sunflowers.
Yep.
Is this going to happen if you're asked?
I wouldn't say no to it. It'd be fun. It'd be an absolute circus with me steering the ship, but never say never. It'd be funny.
And when are you coming back up to Port Douglas?
I'll be up there over Christmas, I reckon.
I want to take you out, okay? You and me, we're hitting the town. Pier Bar, starting at Pier Bar, then Woolshed, then finish up at Gillies. You win?
Yeah, that's my hometown route around there.
Yeah, you didn't sound too confident about that. That's all right. I know how to take rejection, okay? Hey, mate, thanks so much for chatting to us, buddy.
Cheers, mate. Thanks for that.